welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. DXB is now operating at full capacity. We have all the latest on the Dubai storm updates, also the big rumors about the Ambani wedding.
And so if you are not subscribed to the Love in Dubai show podcast, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. And as always, don't forget to enjoy the show.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai show, where we go through all of the top trending stories. We go live on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram every single morning. We love to read your comments before, during, and after the show. Our top story for you today, DXB is now operating at full capacity.
As well, Dubai's Crown Prince praises Dubai's resilience amidst weather conditions.
RTA urges to avoid the metro, so if you're about to jump on it right now, please note there will be delays, so if you possibly can, please avoid it.
As well, rumor has it, part of the Ambani wedding will be in Abu Dhabi, which is exciting.
And then later on in the show, we're super excited to welcome Mr. Golden Visa from Decisive Zone, helping us answer that all-important question, how can I get a golden visa?
I mean, I do want my golden visa.
Me too. We've got the man for it.
Yeah, so I have a lot of questions for him. Excited to have him on the show, which is actually very exciting.
And if you've opened your curtains today, and if you haven't, update on the weather. It is a beautiful Wednesday with highs of 32 degrees. Roads are clearing up and DXB is now operating at full capacity, which is music to your ears. A question coming in, is the airport running? Yes, it is. And also, they're aiming to get misplaced bags back to you within 24 hours. So last week, we had one of the worst events in our climatic history here in the UAE, but DXB is bouncing back. They cancelled 2,155 flights, 115 were diverted. However, we can happily report that flight schedules are now back to normal, operating 1,700 flights a day.
As well, 75,000 welfare packs were distributed to passengers across DXB and DWC. And as normal operations resume, guests should arrive at their terminal only 3 hours ahead of their flight departure, time to avoid overcrowding. Which by the way makes sense, you know, like it is a thing. With everything that's been happening, it's still, there's a lot of traffic on the road. So people are leaving their houses earlier to get to work earlier. So as well, it is advised if you do have a flight to get there earlier just to avoid missing your flight and avoid any, I would say, misconceptions to happen.
Yeah, true. And the comments are a mixed bag once again, because I think people who are affected by flights are still sore, as you would expect. But Leila Maktoum says, great news. Dubai International Airport is back to full capacity after the chaos caused by the April 16 storm. Flights are resuming as normal. Just a friendly reminder, head to the airport only 3 hours before your flight to keep things smooth. Those reminders are quite important and they're always... You know, it's when those announcements come through, I think it's very important that we take note of them. Sometimes they want you to getting there in advance because they're acknowledging that traffic on the roads may take you longer to get there. In this case, maybe they don't want an overcrowding at the airport, which could result, if you're concerned about your flight and you get there 5 hours in advance, you're contributing to that overcrowding. The word from the top, it's running smoothly. The roads are now clear from water to get there. We've seen traffic on the city, so expect traffic delays, but they only want you at the airport 3 hours before your flight.
As well, you know, you don't know what's going to happen on the road. You don't know what road is closed, or you don't know like what road has a lot of traffic on. You know what I mean? Like it's, of course, you know, like Dubai and the UAE in general has really, you know, pulled through the storm and pulled through the weather and the, I would say, the crisis that has happened to the country. However, you just never know what happens on the road, so just like go earlier. And speaking of that, actually, Dubai's Crown Prince praises Dubai's resilience amidst weather conditions. His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Crown Prince of Dubai and Chairman of the Executive Council of Dubai, has praised the resilience and united response of the Emirates during the recent weather challenges.
In a gathering of the Executive Council on Tuesday, he commended Dubai's capacity to overcome obstacles and stressed its ongoing commitment to becoming one of the world's most prepared, resilient, and adaptable cities, capable of turning challenges into opportunities.
As well, Sheikh Hamdan applauded the government and emergency response teams for their efforts in addressing the demanding situation brought about by the severe weather conditions. He also expressed appreciation for the cooperation and solidarity of businesses and the broader community and volunteers as well.
Acknowledging there that, of course, it was extremely demanding on all fronts, he continued, Dubai has once again showcased the strength and unity of its society, rooted in solidarity and readiness to confront and surmount challenges, His Highness remarked.
As well, over 25,000 personnel and volunteers contributed to the emergency response, alongside approximately 5,000 security patrols, emergency vehicles, tankers, buses, and water pump operators.
Let's not ignore the fact that things are still happening. You know, we're constantly seeing Dubai Media Office sharing photos of people helping get food to people who are still affected by the floods. We're going to jump into a story on the metro, which is, yes, there's delays there because three of the, you know, important stations are still affected by the rain. But we have to recognize the incredible work by the authorities to get the city back up and moving as much as possible in a short amount of time.
As Casey has mentioned, the RTA actually urges to avoid the metro during peak hours until recovery is completed. Now, the Roads and Transport Authority, RTA, has urged residents to avoid utilizing the Dubai Metro during peak hours as they continue their recovery efforts following the unprecedented rainfall in the UAE last week.
So, bosses out there, if you're listening, if your employee takes the metro, please have some empathy. In a social media statement via X, the authority advised residents to consider alternative modes of public transport where feasible and to plan their journeys in advance.
As well, for the time being, the Red Line is operating in both directions, but is not passing by four stations, which are on Passive, Equity, Al-Mashriq and Energy.
The RTA also expressed gratitude to all metro users for their cooperation and understanding, recommending that they stay informed about the latest developments through their social media channels. And I would highly recommend that because I've seen what's happening at some of the metro stations. There's a lot of people waiting to get onto the metro. We saw a lot of queues all day yesterday. What they're saying is if you can possibly avoid the metro in peak hours, please do so. We know there's traffic on the roads. If you can maybe work from home, have a conversation with your boss, that might be ideal. It, you know, it doesn't make any sense for someone to be, you know, on the road for hours and hours. So if it's going to take you years to get to work, why bother? If you can have that conversation, that's great. But the word from the top, avoid it during peak hours.
That is true. Remember how I told you I had a staycation with my friends? So my dad was like, Farah, because I'm getting out of Garhoud while they just recently opened the, I would say, the roads around our area. He's like, Farah, why don't you take the metro? It would be easier for you. And at that point, it kind of like made sense because it would have been easier on my dad rather just to like, you know, go like really like far distances.
You know, I'll stay at so home, you take the metro. Yeah. I get it.
Because, you know, the roads were like clear, but there was still like kind of like some, I would say, issues. And I went to the metro and then they're like, you cannot take the metro all the way to the location that you would need. Mm. You would have to stop by this location, then you're going to take the bus. So my dad was like, fine, I'll just drop you. And I was like, thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Aren't you lucky?
Yes, I am.
If Farah's dad is unavailable to give you lifts,
then you are not available as well to go.
Then take heed of the advice. We've seen the videos. We know it's busy. The RTA, we know, are an incredible authority. They do so much for this city, and they're working, you can believe, night and day to get the metro back up and running.
That's
so
true.
And it's difficult after a super challenging week, but if possible, have patience and trust that the authorities will have those other final four metro stations back up and running. I'd like to see photos of what's happened down there. If anyone has them, do share them. We're always open to that, as you know, our DMs are lit. Speaking of DMs being lit and rumours, let's jump into our next story. Rumour has it, part of the Ambani wedding could be happening in Abu Dhabi. Nasa's face! this is for the next story. We're going to jump into this story. So, Another rumor Dubai has just dropped. But anyway, top next story. Last month, one of India's wealthiest families took the internet by storm. Anat Ambani and Radhika Merchant, they threw their pre-wedding bash. I'm sure you all heard of it. It was nothing short of extravagant. Drawing in iconic figures like Rihanna, who came out of hibernation to perform, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and so many more.
I don't know. The tycoon's pre-wedding extravaganza went viral, uniting a star-studded guest list from diverse industries and cultures. However, according to reports, the wedding might be shifting to Abu Dhabi.
We don't have official confirmation on it just yet, but the rumor mills are in place. Anant Ambani was recently spotted in Dubai 3 weeks ago. Could that be a hint of what's to come? Also, let me tell you something else. Anant Ambani was recently spotted in Dubai. And also, we know that the actual wedding, the big rumors are this is in the UK, it's called Stoke Park. And they say that this has been booked for the actual wedding, so it would only be a part of it coming to Abu Dhabi. But considering the media fanfare that the pre-wedding bash drew, could you only imagine if they do little, you know, they're going to do UK, I'm sure they'll do India, Abu Dhabi on the way. Exciting.
That is very exciting. I think, honestly, at this point, a lot of celebrities are actually coming to the UAE and specifically to Abu Dhabi, which is honestly very exciting because finally the UAE is getting the recognition that it deserves.
I just think we have something on the scale of what they're looking for. Like, where if you're looking for peak extravagance and over the top extra on the royal side of like gold and luxury, like where else would you go? Also, I just think she looks like such a nice person.
She looks like
She looks like
Princess Jasmine in a way.
Yeah.
She reminds me of like Princess Jasmine, and like, I don't know. And it's just like beautiful. She's very beautiful. She's very smiley. She looks like a genuine person who has, I would say, you know, like genuine feelings and a genuine heart, which is very rare. And she looks very like, I would say kind.
Yeah, I think she looks
simple,
kind. She gives those vibes despite extortionate wealth. But we will keep those rumors in check
coming
for you.
In.
But how exciting if that is to happen. But the thing is, the only thing I would question is, this is what a June, July booking we think in the UK. So if they're going to do a June, July booking in Abu Dhabi, it would be they're going to have AC, like they'd be on top of the AC. No one's getting sweaty at that wedding. They'll have that in check.
Yes, actually a very good wedding, guest, I would say gift would be, you know, like fans.
Yeah.
Fans that you can just like hold and it's like fanning, like they're like as they're walking, because like get the guests would be like sweating.
No, no one there is going to be lifting a thing.
And they're going to be sweating.
They'll have total AC walkways if they were to go for that. But let's see. That would be an interesting one. It's 8:43, which is time for a very special announcement. We've already dropped a peek on the LED.
Oh my God, it was
Massa, do you have a moment to come in here and explain why the whole office is wearing pink? Massa is the producer of the show. Massa, please.
Yes. So guys,
we have to present you.
I'm excited for this.
A special gift also. So, it's Massa's birthday today.
Well, we are going to be singing happy birthday to Massa.
Here she is, the producer of her show, the person behind all of the amazing interviews.
Happy birthday!
We need to present you with a small
gift. The Massa. So guys, this is the beautiful Massa.
She's the producer
of our
producer.
Show.
Hello.
It's so tiny. It's so tiny. But why are we all wearing pink today, by the way?
Because it's my favorite color. So I made everyone here in the studio to wear pink.
Okay.
That is the cutest.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Massa.
Get more pink address. Get more pink connections and go.
Good one.
Yes. Very wise. Very wise.
Very wise.
Very wise.
Yes, thank you.
Love the
candles.
Make a wish.
Happy
birthday. Did someone bring the bow for Hisham?
She requested a pink t-shirt. I don't have one. So.
Rich, you forgot the memo.
Oh, I have my pink stuff outside. Massa, I got the
thank you, Massa, for everything that you do for the show. We really appreciate you. These are beautiful photos.
They are.
Everyone's going to be like, who's that chick?
She looks really good.
She looks great. Yes. That is Vasa's birthday, but we bring you back to the show. 8:46 on a Wednesday morning. Can you believe it? This week is flying. The roads are back to moving, but we know there's traffic on the streets. But our next guest is talking you through how you can get the Golden Visa. They call him Mr. Golden Visa for a very good reason. He's going to be with us after this very short break. Do stay tuned. To the Love in Dubai show, today's guest is Mr. Golden Visa from Decisive Zone, known for its expertise in simplifying business ventures in Dubai. Stay tuned to learn how they're making it easier to obtain business licenses and the all-renowned Golden Visa. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate your time this morning, for sure.
Thank you.
As Casey has said, thank you so much for being here. But I have a question. What led you to become the go-to, let's say, expert for Golden Visa?
Well, it's more of my team who actually started to make things happen for all our clients. We started getting a lot of queries since Golden Visa become much easier now for the clients to get. So now the categories have become so much easier. We started getting hundreds and hundreds of queries. Now, for sure, we had to train the team. Now they are all expert in executing anyone's Golden Visa if you're eligible for it, for sure. With that, we got acknowledged by Urban Business to get the title of Mr. Golden Visa. So yeah, I'm very proud of it. I'm proud of my team for doing this.
It's what the country has done to allow people to stay for longer is amazing. And you guys are facilitating that. But my question is, the Golden Visa was announced and it was pretty hard to get. But now there's been more announcements and more categories have opened up. And honestly, I'm a little bit confused.
Okay,
so
I'll simplify
it. Down,
yes. Golden Visa has been in Dubai for more than 10 years. But in the last 5 years, Golden Visa has become more attractive because the government has made it much easier and simplified the process of how to achieve the Golden Visa. Now, they have made it four particular categories that if you're eligible or if you are any one of these four, if you come under any four these categories, then you get a Golden Visa. It is that simple. So I'm happy to explain more.
Yes, so let's go specifically. What are the categories? And can I get one? Mainly, what are the categories?
Let's start with the property owners. If you are a property owner, you own a property worth value of 2 million or above, you get a Golden Visa. Now, even they have now removed that you have to have a down payment of 1 million or above. Now, even if you make a 20% down payment on an off-plan property, you become a Golden Visa owner. Now, that's the first category. Mm-hmm. Second, the business owners who's got very high turnover with a minimum net profit of 2 million and above per year with an audited financial, they get a Golden Visa. Third one, which is for you, salaries for 30,000 and above, high-level executive.
That's a high salary.
The fourth one is for sure for you, which is influencers. If you're a high-skilled employee or a top executive, you have got education, very highly skilled, qualified education, you can apply for a Golden Visa.
So it's broad.
Yeah, because I don't know, I've heard that as well, like journalists and as well, people who like work with the creative industry.
Correct. So Dubai Cultural Department does the approval for this. Mm-hmm. There's a particular way we can apply for it. If you have got a certain number of followers, you are in the media, you have done some movies, probably, you do definitely get a Golden Visa.
Is there a cost involved with applying?
Yes, there is a cost involved. Every visa has got different costs, but it starts with as low as 5,000 dirham, but it goes up to 20,000 dirham.
Okay. And is there, so if I'm doing my application, is it quite strict or is there anything that I should avoid? Is there any red flags that that you're like, okay, well, don't mention that?
No, we do come in play for this. Okay. We do make the process so simple. Our team first takes all your documents, make sure that they are all in order for us to put it in the government system. So that's where Decisive Zone helps all our clients to simplify the process for you. So we make sure until we tick all the boxes for the documents, we do not even put your application in the system so that it does not get rejected. Once it gets rejected, it takes time again.
So I've heard, I'm not sure, I've heard that the Golden Visa is like a stop towards, I don't know, like a green card maybe in the UAE?
Well, this is,
or something like that, you know, because like everyone here goes like, oh my God, I'm born here, but I don't get the passport, you know, like,
correct.
Like for example, like how other like European countries.
Unfortunately, UAE still do not have a citizenship program, but Golden Visa is the highest level of visa to become a resident in Dubai.
Okay.
Now, we are all hoping, being an expat, that one day they will start something like that. So let's just cross our fingers.
So interesting what you do, because I have applied for Golden Visa, but I saw that there was multiple ways to do it via government channels. But what I'm understanding Decisive Zone does is I could just go to you and you'll figure out
where to put me. We will
simplify
the process for you. So for each application, we have got between 12 to 15 people who gets involved in different aspects. So somebody will look at your resume, somebody will look at your media kit, somebody will look at your property valuation. So each person has got their job. So we take the documents, we give it to the expert to make sure we have your documents in order for you to get the Golden Visa. Then only we put this in the system.
I mean, it's very cool, but actually I have a question.
Please.
Some people go like, fine, if I'm going to be paying for a Golden Visa, like let's say like 10K, it would be, it's more of like, I'd save up more if I would renew my visa yearly rather than just like get it for like 10, you know, like a full on like, yeah, for 10K.
Actually, if you look at it, I mean, an average employee visa for 2 years costs you almost 6,000 to 7,000 dirham, where that's valid for only 2 years. So average is around 3,000 dirham. Where in a Golden Visa, if it even costs you 10,000 dirham, it's for 10 years. You do not need to go for your medical, your X-ray for next 10 years. You get your Emirates ID for 10 years, and definitely it's a prestigious visa, to be very honest.
It's peace of mind, and I believe there's some other perks.
Yes,
something about the airport.
They have even removed. Airport one is still coming, that if you have a Golden Visa, you can go in a separate queue through the immigration. But for now, what they have done, they have removed the minimum 6 months of staying abroad outside of Dubai. So even if you have a Golden Visa, you can live outside Dubai for more than 6 months, and they do not cancel your visa, which is not applicable for the normal visas.
Which in times of challenging times, I think that's...
Oh, definitely. I mean, imagine COVID times when people could not come back to UAE for more than a year. So, I mean, something like that. And also a lot of investors nowadays, they come from UK, India, Europe, they buy property and they go back and do their business. They come back once in a year and they still have their visa valid.
So in the golden visa industry, there are a lot of like, let's say... You can get it from like different places, like from the government, from like Decisive Zone, like the place that you work at, your stuff. So what makes Decisive Zone stand out from other industries?
Well, I would say that we have practiced this so many times with so many of our clients. Now, many of our team members have become expert. We can look at the documents and tell you that you will be eligible or not. Unlike a lot of people or companies who will take the document, take the advance, and maybe not able to give it to you, which is very frustrating. We can hold on to your document for, let's say, 3 weeks to 1 month and not able to process it because maybe you're not eligible for it. However, our experts will tell you right then and there if you're eligible or not. So that saves you a time, and you're not wasting. You're not expecting to have a Golden Visa and then you're not able to get it after a month. So that is very frustrating.
Is there a fee involved with that quick evaluation?
Initially, valuation, we do not charge any fees. Okay. If you're eligible for Golden Visa, we are sure we can get a Golden Visa, then only we charge you the fees.
And you work in business setup as well?
That's correct. So that's our core business. That's where we started in 2015. The company was established. We started a business setup. Golden Visa has taken over in the last 3 years.
So for any budding entrepreneurs, and I know so many people in this city see the entrepreneurship and we have that kind of, you know, driven mindset, but yet sometimes it's difficult to make the jump. Can you describe the process of setting up a business here? And is it easy?
Well, it is. If you ask me today, it's become easy because I've practiced it over, I mean, with more than 500 clients, I would say myself. Is it easy? No. Well, there is a process. The first thing is to identify what activity you want. What is your goal? What you want to achieve? What is the business? Then you need to decide which jurisdiction you should go for, the mainland or the free zone. Then you need to decide which free zone you should select. So there are a lot of complications until you get to choose where you should establish your company. Now, once you identify that, ideally, that's where people come to us because we help them. It's a free of charge guidance for any entrepreneur to come and take advice where they should establish their company. Now, once you identify that, then the process is much simpler. You just need your passport, your photos, your address proof, name of your company and the activity, and then we set it up for you.
Okay. Can you share with us a success story of someone you've helped get the Golden Visa?
Golden Visa? Okay, there are many actually. Let's start with an influencer. It was very, very complicated because he did not have enough followers and did not have the media kit ready. So our team helped to set up the media kit first with our partner marketing company. Then we helped set up their CV. Then we helped doing making sure all their social media is up to date. We could not believe that he will get it. He could not believe he will get it until we actually formalized all his documents. And then we said, okay, we will give it a try. We're very much open to say that we take 7 to 10 days to let you know whether you will become eligible or not. If you have the time, then only we apply for it. We tried and he got it. He got the Golden Visa in 2 weeks. The initial approval came in and then the visa took another few days. So yeah, he was very, very happy.
It's amazing how simplified the process can be if you have the right help and if you have the right expertise behind you. Have you encountered any misconceptions about obtaining the Golden Visa and how do you address them? So, you know, we're sitting here like, I heard this.
Yes.
What are the biggest, I've heard this?
Well, there are many. I mean, so a lot of people say if you have a 2 million value of property and you just pay 50,000 dirham, you can get a Golden Visa, which is not true. You do need a basic down payment. As per the government today, on and off plan, it is 20%. If it's a ready property, you need to pay 750,000 dirham. So this is the biggest misconception. Now, a lot of companies and brands, they are selling this at, no, you just need down payment and basic down payment and you can get the visa. It is not correct. Now we have rectified things and we keep it very open. You must have a down payment of X amount. We even take the invoice that you have paid before we even take it to the DLT.
So people are looking for like cheeky ways to get in and get that visa.
Just to get the service fees, but that's not ideal way of doing it in Dubai.
Have you seen anyone, I guess, plumping up their resume?
Not really.
People are pretty honest. We like that. About
Dubai. Yeah, because here everything is very crystal clear. And Dubai is still small, I would say.
Okay.
People get to know everything.
I mean, honestly, Casey and I were talking, like, I was like, why didn't you get the Golden Visa? And then you're like, yeah, well, why didn't you get the Golden Visa? So, like, let's say if someone from the creative industry wants to apply, let's say for a Golden Visa, right? They work with the creative industry. However, they don't match the full criteria. Like, for example, like the number of followers or so on. Like, how do you guys work with that?
Well, we do guide them what they must achieve to get the Golden Visa. Just taking an example, let's say you need 1 million followers. If you have got 4 or 5 different media backing you up in terms of you have worked with them. So we help them. If you are at 600,000 followers, we straight away tell them, let's wait for a certain amount of time till you get to the 1 million followers and then only we apply for it. Mm-hmm. On the CV, if we see that certain things are not highlighted properly, we assist them to say that, okay, you must highlight this, then only we should apply for it. We need a media kit. We assist them in building their media kit to become eligible for the Golden Visa.
On that, are there specifics, so you mentioned, you know, 1 million followers, are there specifics that creatives or entrepreneurs, we know on the property it's quite clear on the the price front, but is there...
The salary, it is very clear, but the influencers and the creative people or the art side of people, it is not crystal clear.
So would you have a cheat sheet on that that you could share?
There's no cheat sheet. We take it to the... Then we do have friends now in different authorities. So we take it to them. We ask them that if this is okay, if this is not okay, what do we need to do to make sure that this becomes eligible for Golden Visa? They help us because we have done so many Golden Visas. They help us to, like, okay, let's say for Casey, you have to get to 1 million followers, or you need Love in Dubai to give an authority letter, say. Then yes, we can help you to build your resume to the level to become eligible for Golden Visa.
Got you. So you know what they're looking for.
Yeah, so I'm just like writing like notes in my head, like resume, followers. Maybe I wouldn't be that big on followers. So which leads me to the question, what if like someone is a private person and they just like don't tend to, I would say, work much with their own social media? However,
correct,
they do work in the creative way. Industry.
Well, then I would say that they should ask their boss for a salary raise to go above 30,000.
Okay.
That's the only way to get there. We cannot really divert from the government regulations, but we can help you to build your CV or your media kit to become eligible as per the government regulation.
Experts in Golden Visas and also business license setup. If you want a free evaluation on whether or not you're eligible for one, contact Mr. Golden Visa and
thank
also
so
Decisive
much.
Zone. We really appreciate your insight and tips on the show today.
Thank you so much, Casey. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
And most welcome to any day to our office.
Thank you so much. Guys, that brings us to the end of our show this Wednesday morning. We'll see you tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Goodbye for me.
Thank you.
Goodbye for me.